My name is Anmol Malhotra. I'm a senior security engineer with InfoSec ACE. And thank you for the opportunity. Today I'm going to be talking about a little bit about design reviews and the importance of design reviews in application development. Now before I do that, Josie, I want to ask you a question. Do you like strawberry cakes?
Strawberry cakes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So let's say if you want to make a strawberry cake, right? And let's look at a recipe of a strawberry cake, right?
Okay.
So if you take just a plain cake, right, just a raw plain cake, and put some icing on it, put some cream on it, and just sprinkle strawberries on top of it,
okay,
right? Would you call that a strawberry cake?
It will look like one.
It will look like one, but will it taste like one?
No.
No, absolutely right. So if you think about it, I love cooking and I love security and I love application security. And if you see the kind of similarities, when you make a dish, when you make a recipe, there are certain ingredients which have to be baked in up front when you're making the dish. Not at the end, just you sprinkle strawberries doesn't really make it a strawberry cake. Similarly, when you have an application, right, if you just take a few, you know, put a little bit of security at the end, it's not going to make the application secure. If you did not envision, if you did not put the requirements in, if you did not do a design reviews, if you did not do threat modeling, if you did not do code review, it's not going to end up turning into a secure application. There will always be flaws, which will be really, you know, gaps, which will be really visible from the outside. So if you taste that cake, which I just, you know, explained earlier, it's not, from the outside, it's strawberry. You're going to get a little bit of taste of strawberry, but, you know, at the end, the satisfaction on your face wouldn't be that much, right? So jokes apart. as I said, we're going to be talking about a little bit of if you're an application team, if you develop software, if you develop applications, what are the things, key things you should be focusing on upfront, right? We talk about a lot of code reviews, we talk about a lot of penetration testing and everything, you know, that kind of a jazz, which is good. I'm not negating the fact that they are not important. They are important in their own place. But the key reason that we spend a lot of time in that phase means that we have some gap somewhere else which is not being fixed. Now,
exactly.
Why there's a reason that every time an application goes through a code review, we find 100 cross-site scripting, 100 SQL injection, and blah, 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 constantly over and over again. The reason is, instead of fixing and finding and spending a lot of time and money on those 100 cross-site scripting and typical application issues, why don't we step back and go to the design phase of that same application and say, hey, spend maybe 40 hours and explain that design issue to the application team. Now, I'm dead sure if the application team knew about that vulnerability earlier, there would not be those 100 instances later.
I see.
So it saves cost and money, resources for both ends, not only from the application perspective, but from ACE perspective as well, right? I mean, we'll be happy to see more secure applications, right? I mean, that's what our agenda is. So as I said, let's talk about a little bit of design principles. Again, I don't have much, I won't be going into, you know, there are many design principles a team should follow or any software application should follow. But let's look at a few of them, which are kind of the top listed. So number one, let's talk about least privilege, right? So least privilege principle of security, what does that mean? So basically, it means that you provide or you grant access to resources to users, bare minimum resources to your users to have them have them do their duty kind of thing, right? So the same principle, if you follow in the entire application, you follow the same principle while configuring service accounts or your web application pool accounts or your doing authorization, you give access rights to your users, what they need and nothing more, right? So this is least privilege. There's another good principle which is called defense in depth. We talk about a defense in depth a lot. Defense in depth is a good strategy when, let's say, your controls, one controls fail for some reason, there are other subsequent controls in place which may limit the damage or may not control the entire one, the exploit as such, but may limit the damage. So defense in depth is a key strategy. Never. Always keep that in mind. I mean, even though you have one validation routine, there may be additional checks which you can recommend and you can implement. So just keep a watch out on that. Are you aware of fail-safe design principle?
Nope.
It's very interesting though. So fail-safe design principle basically means, let's take an example of a firewall, right? So we have a company, Microsoft Corporate Network. We have a firewall which prevents external users, malicious yep. users from coming in. Now let's assume that somebody hacks into the firewall or somebody does a denial of service on the firewall, meaning the firewall, which is the protection wall itself, you know, falls down. Now at that point of time, what would you expect that firewall to do? Open all gates or close all gates? Mm. So that's a question to you.
Close all gates.
Close all gates, right? So deny by default, fail safe. So if the security control itself fails, then fail, deny by default or fail safely. So close all the gates and then close, right? Because if the firewall, cracks down and it opens everything up, that's a, in itself is a big vulnerability.
Okay.
One important, again, design principle I just want to touch upon is open design principle. Open design principle means in security, there's, just because your algorithm for crypto or encryption is secret to you or to your team, doesn't really mean it's secure.
I see.
Right? So just by keeping that the algorithm under the hood or under the desk doesn't really mean that algorithm is the strongest algorithm. So always go by, open design. All these algorithms which are, are there in the market have been evaluated by cryptanalysts and all the people in the field to make sure that the algorithm is secure. The key here is that the algorithm is not the secret, but the key is the secret, right? So sometimes people just do a XOR in the code or just flip the bytes here and there, and just because the logic is not shown to the world, they think it's secure. That's not the case.
Okay.
So let me go into a more details as in... what is the stage of SDLC you're going to be using? So if you look at typical SDLC stages, right? So when you envision an application, then you design an application, develop or purchase an application, test that application, and then release that application, right? So where does this design reviews comes, which is the phase where it is more relevant to do. So design reviews will come in definitely when you design that application, right? At this point in time, you haven't written any code, right? So you're at the early part of that development cycle. So you do the design reviews at the design phase. And when I say design reviews, I also want to emphasize that there are two key processes, two design security processes in this phase which you should be doing. One is threat modeling and the second is design reviews. Now, whenever I work with my customers, I make sure the way I do it is I jumble up or I kind of do threat modeling and design review at the same time. I mean, threat modeling in itself is really a good exercise to actually find out design vulnerabilities in your application. Because when you look at threats, when you look at components interaction, when you look at your accounts being used and stuff like that, you actually figure out a lot of things which you would not really think otherwise. And then what I do is, you should follow a structured discussion during a design review. I mean, you should have a structured questionnaire during your design review that, have we looked at authentication areas, right? Have we looked at authorization areas? Have we looked at input validation, right? Have we looked at exception handling? Have we looked at cryptography, right? How are we handling secrets, right? So there are basically more than, 10 areas you should be questioning to your application team, to your architects, and to your developers, and actually look at those documents, the requirement documents, and make sure these security requirements are in there. Now, I'll give you a little example, right? Many times we point a finger to our developers at this stage, right, when we are at the testing stage, right, and we find a huge amount of code-level bugs are present in the code. Now, at that point of time, we put our finger and we pointed to the developer and say, hey, there are a lot of bugs in there. Don't you know security? Why didn't you account for cross-site scripting? Why didn't you account for clear text secrets? Now, at that point of time, that person, it's not really fair, because if you look at the application requirement documents, there's no mention of security at all. So don't you think so? There has to be some accountability taken by architects or by, you know, leads who are creating the requirements for that application, and security has to be one of the requirements. So if you don't put it in the paper, it's not, I mean, at this point of time, developers have a hell lot of things to do already, right? We expect them to do blah, 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 and make, you know, castles in a day. But so if it is not in the requirements, it's kind of hard to just pinpoint those guys. So I know they should be security aware. They should be using, you know, good programming techniques and stuff. But still, there are some features which have to be in the requirements to, you know, so that you can expect them into the code. So, and again, this is again my focus. Always, whenever you're developing an application, whatever features you want to have in your application, and when I say features, I'm explicitly talking about security features, have them document in the design phase. Make sure the documentation explicitly says, we need CAPTCHA for, you know, our authentication mitigate against brute force. We would need SSL to mitigate against sniffing. We would need auditing and logging to enforce, to make sure users cannot repudiate. So those kind of things, have them in the documentation, and then the developers would be definitely more aware that these are the tasks on their hand. Now, before I kind of summarize, and when you do these design reviews and threat models in the design phase, what are the outputs, right? What do you get out of this? Now, what you get is a list of design issues, or you can say design report, or a list of to-dos, right? You will definitely know at this stage that there are 5 items which are missing in your application and we need to do it. So those mitigations or how-tos or to-dos, whatever you want to call it, should go directly to the develop stage in the hands of developers, and they'll have this list that, hey, in my architecture, in my context of this application, these are the areas which are relevant and I should be looking to implement them right away. Because if they miss implementing it right away here, at the test stage when we do a code review, we're going to see a hell lot of bugs in there. So if we want to reduce the bugs at this stage, if we want to reduce the pain, because this pain is more hurting, believe me. Why? Because if the application team fails to fix all these bugs, they don't go into production. I mean, the business suffers and everybody suffers. So while they have to step back a little bit, and right from envision stage, where we do the impact assessment, where we quantify the application's risk, we need to go to the design phase and do design reviews for sure. So, and design reviews are, they're nothing new. They have been there for a very long time. It's just that we need to just do a little refocusing of our efforts, and there are n number of resources available on MSDN, how to do design reviews, what are the key questions you need to be asking yourself, and threat modeling, and as you know, threat modeling is a key piece. So there is no lack of resources on this, it's just the direction change which we require.
And is there any type of a core competency, like design reviews, you know, envision and design phase? Are these developers we're talking about, or even PMs?
So when it comes to design phase, people who design the application, they are the people who you should do the design review with. And if you can involve a security contact at that point of time, that would be super great. I mean, what you can do is, I always preach this to our customers that although you have a dedicated security team, like InfoSec, to help you, you can schedule a design review with us. So we'll come in and do a design review for you. But it doesn't really hurt to have a security champion or security individual identified in your team who basically is more aware than other people, and have him also look at, do a kind of an internal review, and then have Ace do the verification on the findings. There was one quote which is coming to my mind, which I forgot to mention, that if a bug in production is 100 times more expensive to fix than, okay, you know, if it was found earlier. So the similar story, if you find bugs, if you find design issues InDesign phase that it is more easier to change your direction. It is more easier to change your design architecture. If you find the same issues while in production or even in when the code has been already written, it's very much costly. So if you do the due diligence in the design phase, my bet is that the entire project will go more smoothly, right? Definitely we'll have the code review in the test phase because every milestone is important, has its own importance at a certain level. But you would not find alarming numbers which you are finding right now. So it'll be more smoother. I mean, at least in the design review, if you take care of the top 25, if you take care of the top most common issues, which we should, I mean, when we know these are the top problems and we are not qualifying them in our requirements, then it's really foolish of us, right? So if you at least take care of those popular issues, then at the code review phase, we may find a new, we will find less number of issues, first of all, and secondly, we may find some new issues which we were not aware of, which would be, I mean, which we can't really turn that down. Why? Because security is ever changing, right? So I cannot give you a list today which will say do this checklist and you'll be 100% secure, because now that we are speaking, attackers are working on a new attack, right? So it will always be changing, it will be always be dynamic. So at the code review stage, when the experts come in and they do the review, they at least will take care that are there any new vulnerabilities which were not identified earlier. So every as I said, every part is good, but if in SDLC, if every stage we do security which is required, it'll be a more smoother process rather than just focusing on one stage and putting a heavy load on that stage. And at that point of time, nobody's happy, right? So you don't want to find 600 bugs in your code when the code is developed, vendor has been paid, or you know, a lot of time has been spent. So you'd go back and forth and do the fixing, and the production date gets slipped up. So those kind of things. So I think the design review has a lot of importance if we understand it in its depth, and it has a lot of value which it can provide to your project.
Sounds good. I am convinced. So is there any other thing you want to mention? Any other thoughts? Final thoughts?
I think that's pretty much it. I want to encourage everybody out there to see what are the resources available on design reviews and threat modeling. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact our team, Microsoft Information Security ACE team. If you need help, scheduling any design review, we can come in and have our analyst do the design review. And then we are available on the help desk email as well, so we can work with you and make sure our applications are more secure. That's what our agenda is. So.